Maeve Conran, former KGNU's news director, is now the First Network's managing editor and producer for Rocky Mountain Radio. It is a pleasure to have you on the phone today and to ask you, how does it feel to be in this new position now?
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful, Rosanna. I'm delighted to be back at Rocky Mountain Community Radio. And I'm sure that is a name and an organization that many of our listeners have heard because, of course, KGNU is a founding member of this wonderful collaboration, which now has stations all across Colorado, but also in Utah, in Wyoming, in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, in Moab, Utah, as well as the Four Corners region and all over the Western Slope. And it's wonderful to be at the center of community radio in Colorado and, of course, back at KGNU.
So Maeve Conran, now as the new Rocky Mountain Community Radio First Network's managing editor and producer, you will be collaborating with journalists and news producers of 18 stations on stories and public affairs programs. What does this mean to the radio community?
Well, what this means is that we're going to be able to increase the stories coming out of communities all over Colorado. We've already been doing some wonderful collaborations over the years. I mean, Rocky Mountain Community Radio has been around for more than 25 years. And in fact, KGNU has led the way in collaborative projects with community radio stations going back to the 1980s. And we have these wonderful reporting projects that our listeners will be familiar with about how the fossil fuel industry has impacted different communities around the state, how water is impacting us all. That was the Connecting the Drop series. You know, there have been already lots and lots of collaborative reporting projects through Rocky Mountain Community Radio. But what I'm hoping to do now is to increase that number of collaborations and increase the number of stories from other communities that are being shared across the network. Because really, at the end of the day, Rosanna, I think we all realize how interconnected we all are. And in a region like this, where we're all reliant on each other, how the climate crisis is impacting all of us, how water resources and the lack of, or that's impacting all of us, it's so important that we have these stories coming out from communities all around the Rocky Mountain region. So what I'm aiming to do as the managing editor is to just help all of these community radio stations across this region increase their storytelling capacity and share all of those stories across the network so our listeners will be even more connected with what's happening.
At the end of the day is connection. What makes the whole thing, and also choice. Choosing to support community radio and choosing to listen to real stories from real people is at least something that we can do to keep up our freedom, our thoughts, and our unity. What are your thoughts about that?
Absolutely, and really connecting with communities and understanding that we are part of this whole network as well, because there's a lot of division out there. We're all very much aware of a lot of the political rhetoric that seeks to divide us. But I think when we look at how connected we are and raise the voices of other communities, and we recognize that we're connected to them and that we share the same issues and we're sharing the same solutions to many of these problems that we're facing, to me, that gives us all strength. So I'm so excited to help with these collaborations to be able to bring even more stories. And a lot of these stories are solution oriented as well. So we're hearing how communities all around the region are dealing with some of these issues that we're all facing, but coming up with solutions so we can learn from each other as well, but really fostering that sense of community and that sense that the solutions will come when we work together. And that's where listener member support comes in. The listener members, the folks who are supporting all these community radio stations and KGNU, they're creating the bedrock for all of this. So it's so important, and we're so incredibly grateful to all of the listener members, and we would love to have even more support as we are expanding and growing and bringing you even more community stories from around the entire region.